Screening for a very common virus known as Epstein-Barr has been successful in identifying men with nasopharyngeal cancer, a recent study in the New England Journal of Medicine reported. The test is just one example of the practicality of so-called liquid biopsy, where cancer markers are found in the blood and can be used for both screening and treatment monitoring. That's according to William Nelson, director of the Kimmel Cancer Center at Johns Hopkins.
This is true for most cancers that end up having footprints, if you will, in the bloodstream. And this is the basis for this notion of liquid biopsies and screening for cancer. This is an example of the same type of thing. In other cancers, of course, you're looking for acquired gene defects as the signature of the cancers. In this case, Epstein-Barr virus is the signature of this particular cancer.
Nelson says the hope is that most cancers will one day be discoverable using such a technique. At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy.